His leadership skills rivaled Washington and Jefferson, and his speaking ability surpassed them. While Washington and Jefferson had their famous homes, Mount Vernon and Monticello, people may have a hard time telling you where this patriot lived. It is perhaps because he always seemed to be on the move. Today's edition of The American Countryside returns after this. Patrick Henry was born in 1736, just north of Richmond, Virginia. John Kukla shares the famous patriot story from Red Hill, one of Henry's homes.
He changed his residence, as one of his friends said, as often as he did his underwear. He lived at about a dozen places during the course of his life.
Henry was known to take the side of the dissenter. His excellent public speaking skills may be traced to his youth, listening to Presbyterian ministers.
Patrick Henry himself remained an Anglican all of his life, but his mother was very closely interested in the Presbyterians, so he would go to both Anglican services with his father, who was a vestryman of the Anglican Church, and then also go to Presbyterian services and meetings with his mother.
Henry defended denominations such as the Baptists, suffering persecution in the colonies. He may have desired to take up arms against England, but his skills were better suited off the battlefield.
He and Jefferson and Madison and these guys were better off making their arguments in writing than they were leading troops. And Virginia had Washington and a good number of other folks who were perfectly capable of getting on a horse and leading troops in battle.
In fact, Henry's speaking skills were so persuasive, he may have been the envy of other founding fathers.
There were some of his contemporaries who were awed and sometimes dismayed by his power in the legislature. I think Thomas Jefferson, who occasionally was on the other side of some of these questions, lamented in a letter to James Madison one time, "All Henry has to do is say, 'Let this be law,' and it will be law."
Patrick Henry's persuasive words on law and government, and most importantly, his famous words, "Give me liberty or give me death," keep him in the minds of Americans yet today. Traveling the countryside in Brookneal, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.